The New York Senate has passed its version of a spending plan for the cash-strapped state. The $136 billion resolution includes some of the cuts Governor Patterson first proposed, but it avoids any new taxes. Karen DeWitt reports from Albany.
Senate Democratic leader John Sampson laid out the plan to close an over $9 billion deficit, including a $1.4 billion reduction in school aid and cuts to student aid for college students.
Our budget resolution makes the smart cuts, but most of all, the tough choices New York can't afford.
The Senate plan does keep state parks open that were slated for closure. The Senate Democrats rejected Patterson's calls for new taxes on sugared soft drinks and cigarettes and to allow wine in grocery stores. They would make up the difference primarily through one-shot revenue raisers, including a refinancing of the tobacco bonds. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.